Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker Ulfstein Gunnar Sigurdsson. And he's presenting the film Paris of the North here at the festival. So thanks very much for taking the time and talking with us.
Thank you.
Right, so I mean, I watched this film yesterday, and I really, really enjoyed it. But I'd like to know whether you'd like to tell our listeners about the story in your own words.
Yeah, it's about a man who he's sort of recovering from some complications of life, a difficult breakup. Things have gone a little bit off track for him. And he has found shelter in this tiny small village in the northwest of Iceland. It's a town of 150 people. He's been living there for one winter, and the story takes place during the spring. He's been working as a teacher in an elementary school, and he's sort of wondering if he should stay there or not, and or what to do with his life, when he gets a phone call from his father, who he doesn't know very much. They've never been much in touch, and the father insists on coming for a visit, and that's where things start getting a bit more complicated.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the theme of fatherhood obviously is very, very important in this film too.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a father-son story on more levels than just this relationship. There are more relationship about that.
Yeah, right. Because there's a stepfather figure as well, and there's other things like that. How do you feel that fatherhood has been represented in cinema lately?
I think we could do more, everybody has a father, or most people have a father, so I guess it's something that we all relate to, and it's often complicated and sometimes not, but
But I think this film is very brave as well in its depiction of masculinity. There aren't many films that deal with the theme of masculinity in such a entertaining, first of all, but also very honest way. I mean, it must have been another important thing in the film.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's not really a macho film. I think men are not perfect. We can put it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and this film is not afraid to show the vulnerabilities of the, especially in the leading characters, and is dealing with, say, his problem with getting over his ex-girlfriend was really touching.
I think that was one of my goals. To show the vulnerability of these characters. Yeah.
Before we get to the style, do you think there was any personal inspiration in the film, in the sense that it could have been some of it autobiographical as well?
Not really. I mean, I didn't write the script myself, but it's kind of loosely based on an idea that I had for the story, and I teamed up with my friend Huldar Breiðfjörð, who is a screenwriter. We've done one short together, so he developed the script, and I was of course involved, but it's not really on a very autobiographical level for me, but
you can certainly identify with it.
Absolutely. I can definitely identify with these characters. I think you have to be able, as a film director or someone, to tell a story.
You don't want to direct something that you're not interested in.
No, not really. And if I cannot connect with it, I guess audiences won't be able to connect with it.
No, but it's really interesting actually that this film is essentially based, or set, I should say, in a very cold and desolate place. To me, it sort of represented a kind of state of frustration that the characters feels, which can be universally understood. So how important is location in the film?
Yeah, I mean, location was really important. It was, we set the story in this village where we had spent some time before, and we really wanted to make a film there. And I found it really, suitable for this story. But I think the story is, very universal. This is a story that could, I think, take place in, many places of the world. But I found it interesting to set it in this kind of peculiar setting.
You know, one of the great things about this film, which, as you can tell, I really enjoyed watching, is the fact that it's a comedy, but it deals with so many delicate issues. I mean, not only do you have the theme of a certain look, it looks at masculinity in a certain way, but also the theme of alcoholism. I mean, the lead character is recovering from alcoholism. And it still gets its laughs, but what are the tricks of mixing, of doing comedy with an art house twist?
Yeah, I guess it's just being sincere, you know, and you know, not laughing at things, you know, but maybe laughing with the things, you know, and yeah, I mean, I just think often we take things too seriously, you know, and I think that's especially, you know, maybe one of the problems of the main character. He takes himself and life too seriously, you know, and sometimes we just have to be able to stand back and laugh a little bit about this, you know, things that are bothering us, you know.
So comedy is a great way of getting serious points across.
I would think so, yeah.
And let me ask you this now. The acting is great in it, and especially because the performances require different types of performances because the characters have different types of personalities. How do you work with the actors?
I like to rehearse, and I like to, you know, prepare and spend time with actors before shooting, and we spent a week on locations, you know, on the locations rehearsing before we started shooting. I mean, actors all, you know, they work differently. They have different, you know, techniques and working methods. So you have to sort of, you know, be able to understand, you know, how they work and meet them on their level and try to make sure that we are all, you know, doing the same film, you know, that there's a tone, you know, or whatever that, you know, connects everything.
Yeah, and so it's kind of like a theatrical approach almost.
Maybe, I don't know, yeah. I mean, it's some film directors don't want to direct or rehearse at all, you know, want to keep it fresh or whatever. I don't believe that. For me, I think it's important to explore the scenes, you know, explore the story with the actors, you know, and get them involved, and I think it pays off.
And actually, yeah, it definitely works in this film. You know, with different directors, different strokes, and different folks. But your approach certainly works on a human level as well in this story. So, my next question to you is: in a more general term, as a filmmaker, what are the themes that interest you the most and that you like to work with the most?
Well, I don't know. It depends. I'm just interested in humans, in people, and I think that sort of, you know, what interests me most, it's that.
Just revealing a side of humanity that doesn't get seen.
I think so.
Do you find that, because like a lot of films nowadays, they really don't treat themes, like, especially the ones that we see in multiplexes, they really don't treat human themes in a human way.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's kind of a vocation of yours to get that out there.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so I know that I read it. Don't shoot me if this is wrong.
Yeah.
You're actually currently in development for another project. Is that true?
Yeah, I have two projects that I'm you know, developing at the moment. One is a script by myself, and then I'm working with Hulter, the screenwriter of Paris of the North, another project. So, you know, yeah, there are more films coming.
It's becoming a long-term collaboration.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. And are you able to talk about it, or is it top secret at the moment?
Well, the one I'm writing myself is a comedy. It's maybe more of a comedy than Paris of the North. It's about the fear of flying. And it's about a man who finds himself in a long-distance relationship, but he's terrified of...
Right, the long-distance relationship theme is something that is in Paris of the North, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Sign of the time, modern times.
Exactly. And the other one is a drama, you know, almost a thriller in a way, about a conflict of neighbors, a dispute over a tree that really gets out of hand.
So it's not just, you don't like to restrict yourself to one genre, say comedy, drama, thriller. You like to variate.
Yeah, if I can. But I mean, I've done two feature films now, and they're both sort of dramatic comedies in a way, but I don't want to get stuck, you know, only with that. So I like to explore.
Certainly looking forward to seeing them.
Thank you.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks very much for joining us today. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.